You're listening to Lisa.fm. I'm Lisa Osborne. Being on the red carpet for a Hollywood movie premiere or major award show sure looks glamorous, but what's it like for the photographers who are crowded together jockeying for the star's attention? They only have a few seconds to land that perfect shot. It's all in a day's work for photographer Lee Roth of Rothstock Digital Media. He's shot dozens of red carpet events and is here to share his experiences. Lee, there is a big difference between being a red carpet photographer and a paparazzi, right?
Absolutely. We're part of the Hollywood publicity machine. We're invited by the publicists and the studios to help them promote their products and their talent. I don't do stakeouts. I don't shoot through bushes and over fences. I don't wander Malibu Beach shooting people on their private balconies. If you're known for doing that, you'll have a very, very short career on the red carpet.
You're among many photographers. How do you get that good shot?
There's tricks to use to stand out. There are 40 to 70 photographers at an average event. We're all very close together, literally shoulder to shoulder, at least in two rows. Everybody's yelling, to your right, to your left, straight ahead. Look at my camera, publicist, get out of the way, whatever it may be. I use little tricks, one of them being I'll wait for a lull. And instead of yelling, Nicole, straight ahead, I'll yell, nice dress, and I get eye contact.
Now, during your career, you've gone beyond just being at the red carpet, but also shooting inside these Hollywood parties. And you were sharing a story with me about one of your fellow photographers who probably won't be invited back inside the after party for the Oscars or any of the other big award shows. What did they do?
There was a charity banquet we were at, and there was this particular celebrity who was crossing her legs. And the photographer took the shot. It wasn't an upskirt shot. There was nothing inappropriate on that level. But what it showed was the back of that celebrity's thigh, which was pretty much all cellulite. And this is a slim, trim, physically fit celebrity.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous
one of the Hollywood's elite.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. I've always had this rule in my own photography. If I feel the person in the shot won't like the photo, it never comes out of my edit. It'll never see the light of day. This other photographer decided to go ahead and syndicate that photo. And it got published everywhere. It was this big revelation that, oh my gosh, this gorgeous celebrity, look at the back of her leg. The publicist not only sees the photos, but they also see the credit lines in the magazines.
So they know who took that photo.
And they know who took the shot, and they have never cleared her to shoot that person again.
Being a photographer in Hollywood sounds like a glamorous career, but it's changed a lot over the years. In this era of the selfie, is it harder to make a living as a professional photographer in Hollywood?
Absolutely. The industry has consolidated to a couple of mega agencies that will bring in a fleet of editors. I, in fact, no longer shoot on the red carpet, but have become a freelance editor for one of these agencies.
So talk about what that means, because you've been really busy this awards season, so you're not out shooting the photos, but you are still at the award show working. What do you do?
I now work backstage in production at one of the big award shows recently. I was one of 50 editors backstage. That was a busy day in Hollywood. There were 27 events that day. And this team of 50 people, we syndicated over 9,000 photos by 11:30 that night.
So the photographers took the pictures, gave them to you. You looked through for the best shots and got them out.
While the red carpet is still open, we'll have a runner take the memory cards from the photographer. They bring it to a lead editor in the edit suite. The lead is going to select photos. It's automatically queued to go into Photoshop. I'll open the photo in Photoshop. I'll do whatever minor work we can't do. Major retouching because it's editorial. So we might adjust lighting, maybe sharpen a little bit, crop it if needed, and push. At a recent training session, we were told if it's going to take more than 20 seconds to work on that photo, kill the shot. From Photoshop, it then automatically goes to a caption writer. And most of the caption is pre-programmed. It already says, attends event at this location on this date. And all they have to do is identify the person in the photo or the people in the photo. And from there, it goes back to lead for a quick quality check, and bam, it gets pushed. So literally within 15 minutes of the red carpet opening, we're syndicating photos live.
So what's a day like in the life of a red carpet photographer? It seems like a lot of waiting just for that, you know, few minutes of when the celebrities are coming through the red carpet.
Take an average movie premiere. Generally, curtain call is at 7:30 at night. So that means talent has to show up at 6:30. Press call was at 5:30. If the publicist is going to place us, you need to be there at 4:30. If the publicist is not going to place us, then it's first come, and some of those guys will show up at 8 in the morning. When the curtain goes up at 7:30, you get home, you start your edit, you want to push the top 30 to 50 frames of strictly the A-listers by 10:30 or 11 o'clock that night.
Because it's all about speed, because otherwise you miss the opportunity?
You have to be available for the photo editors at the magazines in London at 8 in the morning their time. You need to have your stuff in New York by 6 in the morning Eastern time. You need to have your stuff on the West Coast by 3 in the morning Eastern time. For Asia and the Pacific, those markets aren't as big, but you do those after. So it's an ongoing thing. You work until 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning until you fall asleep at your keyboard. You might get up around 11. You might deal with people around 1. And at 3 o'clock, you're going to the next event.
So what is it like to be on the red carpet? You're among a whole line of other photographers trying to get that great shot. What does the energy feel like when you're shooting on the red carpet?
The energy of the shoot itself is exhilarating. To me, it's what an entertainer must feel like when they hear the applause on stage. The pace, the noise, the glitter and glamour of the stars themselves. It's an experience. It definitely is.
Thank you, Lee. Check out Lee Ross Celebrity Photos at hollynet.com. You'll find a link to HollyNet from my website, lisa.fm. I'm Lisa Osborne, lisa.fm.